Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second. The right fielder, George Spriggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Sorrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. And now, play ball. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Spriggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spriggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. One out. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Williams reaches second base with a double. Winn moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Knoop applying the tag. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Drago hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Winn strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Otis reaches second base with a double. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spriggs for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on when Piniella moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrell is walked intentionally. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Floyd applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on when Floyd moves to second. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Drago bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Noob covering, for the out. Floyd moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Sid O'Brien pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to third. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Brien scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Gail Hopkins pinch hits for Bobby Noob. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales pinch runs for Gail Hopkins. Lee May pinch hits for Billy Wynn. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Floyd fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing second base. Barry Moore now pitching. Chuck Brinkman now catching. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spriggs hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Oliver now playing first base. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Spriggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schall hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence pinch hits for Barry Moore. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Blanco pinch runs for Bob Spence. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Blanco moves to second. One out. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry takes first base on ball 4. John Matias pinch hits for Rich Morales. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. Blanco moves to third. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.